This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
Greetings, salutations, good evening, and welcome to another installment of the COVID Report, the show dedicated to providing you with comprehensive coverage of the coronavirus pandemic. I am your host, Ukamelihle Wakwapovana, here to give you the show that gives you all of the facts, all of the stats, all of the figures, and none of the misinformation as it pertains to all things COVID-19. This installment of the COVID Report is dedicated to exploring the work still ahead for us to do to encourage more South Africans to head to their nearest vaccination sites to vaccinate, considering that we are edging ever closer to the festive season with the looming threat of that fourth wave, the looming threat of our inability to hit our mark and our targets set as a country as far as how much of the population we are trying to get vaccinated by the end of the year 2021. The availability, effectiveness, and safety of vaccines have dominated urban discourse as it pertains to stopping the COVID-19 pandemic over the past year, which has been tense at times. However, Merck revealed in early October on a promising new pharmacological treatment, I'm not sure I said that word right, that might be administered as a tablet in the days following the onset of COVID-19 symptoms to prevent severe disease. This development, which many are applauding as a game changer, is already changing the debate. The tablet is called molnupiravir, and again, that's another term that I'm not sure I'm pronouncing correctly. I'll hope that my guest joining me on the line will be able to correct me and help me with the correct pronunciation of the term. This pill will be given twice a day to vulnerable patients recently diagnosed with COVID-19. And joining us on the line is one of Merck's principal investigators in the phase 3 clinical trials of this COVID-19 vaccine pill, Dr. Lisa Hellstrom, joining us as a guest on the COVID Report at this time. Doctor, good evening. Thank you so much. Can you talk us through how different this pill is compared to the vaccines and whether or not the mechanism of the pill as far as how it combats and protects from COVID-19 is different or similar to the vaccine itself?
Hi, again. Yes, it's a pleasure to speak to your listeners today. I think this is such an important topic and we need to understand it properly. So it's a tongue twister, molnupiravir, so I know it. It is very different from a vaccine. Remember, vaccines are preventative injections which prevent illness, whereas molnupiravir is a tablet, an antiviral tablet, which actually can be taken when you are unwell already. So that's the big difference. And I think that's very important to know that we can't just fight the COVID-19 pandemic with vaccines. We also need something, what if you are already sick and the vaccine didn't work or you were not vaccinated? This is the first pill which has been proven to have efficacy for people with mild to moderate illness and prevents hospitalization and death, and that's very important. So how it works, so molnupiravir was an investigational orally administered form of what they call a potent ribonucleoside analog, an RNA analog, and it inhibits the replication of the multiple RNA viruses. You know that the viruses replicate like a million times over in a short time period to cause SARS-CoV-2. And this pill, molnupiravir, you correctly stated it's used twice a day. It inserts itself into the viral RNA, and then it causes what they call viral catastrophe. Now, it sounds magnificent, but it basically causes that it makes the virus multiply itself a million times over and it sort of almost kills itself, like a burnout type of effect inside the body. So it has that in that way, it protects us then against severe and COVID-19 and hospitalization due to that.
Now, Doctor, you'll be aware of the fact that at the core of the very strong degree of vaccine hesitancy that exists in society is the question of the adverse drug reactions and side effects associated with this vaccine. Can you talk us through any similar adverse drug reactions and side effects that will be associated with this pill?
Yeah, lucky, you know, it's quite difficult because remember, molnupiravir was tested in people who were already unwell. So remember, you've got symptoms and signs related to COVID-19. For being able to join the study, you had to have at least one symptom, such as cough or shortness of breath or nausea or vomiting or headache, you know, any of the known COVID-19 symptoms. So now you must not forget that you are already unwell, so you're now taking a drug and knowing which side effects are related to the COVID and which are related to the actual molnupiravir is quite tricky. However, we found that there was very little side effects from taking these medications, and it actually attests to the fact that, remember, this was a placebo-controlled study, so some people had the real molnupiravir and the others had what we call a dummy placebo tablet. And frankly, the people who stopped the study due to side effects were 3.4% of the placebo group and only 1.3% in the actual active molnupiravir group. So this shows that the side effect profile was actually quite well tolerated in the molnupiravir group. And I think this is really important that although we want really everybody to go and vaccinate and we know that vaccination is safe, we will have people who will just not do it. And at least here is something that can be taken as, like you take an antibiotic for when you have bronchitis or when you have a bacterial infection. This is now an antiviral which you can take for COVID-19 illness.
Will this pill be available over the counter at pharmacies, or will a prescription be needed to access the pill? And can this pill also be used amongst all age groups?
Yes, you'll definitely need a prescription. I think it's really important that it's well controlled and that your medical doctor, your GP, knows when and how to prescribe it. It's very important to know that the pill works best in the first 5 days after testing positive or after the symptom starts for COVID-19. It's an antiviral, and antivirals have very similar properties. It's like Tamiflu for flu. The sooner you start it, once you start feeling unwell, it has the better the outcome and the effect on it because it has to reduce the number of viruses. So if you take it too late, there's already so much virus in the body that it doesn't really have an effect. So yes, it will not be over the counter at this stage. At the moment, it's still not registered in South Africa. We still have to get SAHPRA approval for treatment. It has been registered in other countries for emergency approval, and we probably will await feedback from our health authorities and regulators to say when it will be available in South Africa. So, it will be available through your GP, and once it becomes available here, watch the news and go to your GP. We are awaiting the fourth wave of COVID, and this could be a game changer if it's already available here.
Indeed, it could be. Now, it was also said over the course of the initial trials of this pill that the effectiveness of this pill could be leveled against all variants of COVID-19. In your medical opinion, does that mean that should this pill be active in our arsenal of tools to fight COVID-19, will this be effective against all variants of the disease, and will this render us safe against any new strain of the disease that may come up?
Well, there's a lot of answers that we don't know yet, but we know that the variants that it was actively tested against, which is Delta, Gamma, and the Mu variants, it has been very effective. Now, we don't know what's going to be the next variant, and then we don't know if it's going to be the same efficacy there. We have a good suspicion that it will, but it's not been tried and tested. So we'll have to keep on doing work to actually see what's upcoming. But for the current Delta variant, which is still reigning the world, it definitely is very effective.
Now, I'm aware that I might be circling back on territory we may have covered with my next question, but I'll pose it to you anyway, just to get a conclusive medical opinion from you, Dr. Hellstrom. As far as this pill is concerned, you mentioned that it will, at this stage, only be distributed via a prescription. Can you talk us through which patients will be allowed to be given the pill exactly? Is it exclusively patients who are already showcasing symptoms of having the COVID-19 disease, or can this pill also be used as a preventative treatment against the virus?
Yeah, that's a very good question. At the moment, it has been tested only in people with mild to moderate illness already having COVID-19 symptoms and signs. There is currently a trial ongoing where we are going to use it as a preventative. So really important that we also find something to give to especially high-risk individuals who might be at risk of contracting severe COVID. And that trial is ongoing. So if people do have households where there's one person already diagnosed with COVID-19 early in the disease, within 5 days of symptom onset, please contact your nearest trial center or look on the helpline in the MSD trial portal for looking where are those studies being conducted, because I think it's really important that we get this answer. We don't have it yet, but we are really very hopeful that it's going to have the same good benefit. So at the moment, it hasn't been tested in vaccinated people either, so we don't know how effective it would be. But being vaccinated, you probably already have a prevention for severe illness and hospitalization and death. So I think that the best use for this medication would be for people at high risk and in where maybe the vaccine efficiency has sort of become less. And as a preventative, I think that is going to be really an important outcome as well.
So for those who are directed to take this pill, should it become available to the public, talk us through how long it will take someone to complete the course of this pill treatment.
So it's only a 5-day course, 10 tablets. And it's one tablet twice a day. It will be taken irrespective of meals. There's not really a sort of, you don't have to use it directly after meals, etc. And as soon as possible, I think that's the big message, that the best outcomes we see if you take it early. So for that, you need to be really aware that could this be COVID-19, if you know that you have a family member or a colleague already diagnosed with COVID, then those are the people who can really benefit when they start early on in the disease process. And remember, that's when you're not that sick already, so you actually stop the virus in its track, so to speak.
Does the pill have drug-to-drug interactions, and what are its contraindications?
At the moment, it actually is quite well tolerated with any medications. There aren't really many known drug-to-drug interactions as yet. We will obviously keep on studying that and make sure that there aren't any side effects going forward. But yeah, it is actually quite a novel treatment, and as such, as an antiviral, it can be used quite safely.
All right. And finally from me, Doctor, assuming that this pill is still in its trial phases, it is currently in phase 3 clinical trials, according to the write-up that we have conducted in preparation for our conversation with you. How long would you Would you anticipate or estimate it will take before this pill becomes available to South Africans? And how long do you see us having to wait before the rollout of the pill as an additional tool to fight COVID-19 in South Africa?
It's not really my role to know what the government is going to do and how regulatory feels about this. So I think that we have to leave as the South African regulatory SAHPRA, our regulators. And it depends on them if they feel fit to approve it as emergency use, like we've had our initial vaccines approved through that same portal as well, then it could be used. And that's what the United States and the UK have done to date. We will have to see what's going to happen there, and I don't really have privy to the discussions between MSD and the government as such. However, we will continue with ongoing trials, and obviously with the preventative option available as well as a trial drug. And then also, because this is a phase three trial, in phase four trial, one will continue to measure the use of the medication worldwide to see if any other side effects or drug interactions become apparent.
That's an absolutely fair answer. Thank you very much for that, Doctor. We've just been joined by Dr. Lisa Hellstrom, who is one of Merck's principal investigators in the phase three clinical trials of what is being referred to as a game changer, a pill known as molnupiravir that will be given to patients who already exhibit COVID-19 symptoms twice a day to vulnerable patients recently diagnosed with the disease, already earmarked as a game changer and already changing the debate as far as how effective it could be as a tool to help fight COVID-19 in South Africa. Doctor, thank you so much for your time and the valuable insight that you have given us into the developments of the trials of this game-changing pill. I sincerely hope that the success is directly attributed to this pill, and this pill is given a chance to do the work that it needs to do to help aid our fight against COVID-19 in this country. So again, thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for joining us on the COVID Report.
It's only a pleasure, and thank you for helping me share such incredible news with your listeners.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1 or stream via www.vafm.co.za.